I mean, they had a great result on Tuesday against Harrogate away. Going there is not easy, and they got a draw. They've got one of their guys in the top goal scorers, so it's going to be difficult, as any away game is in this Conference North League. Obviously, we're looking to just improve our away form. I mean, that's a given. Anyone can see that from what we've been doing. But I think, apart from the Drolsden kind of performance, the first 15, 20 minutes, things have got better from Stalybridge, Guiseley. So we'll be kind of trying to build on that for Saturday's performance.
Can you put your finger on why you're doing so well at home and not so well away?
It's difficult. I mean, I'm happy about that, by the way, because obviously St George's Lane, you know, everyone says turn your home ground into a fortress, but we've managed to do that this year, and I think we've been good good value for it as well. You know, it's been from an entertainment point of view, but from where I'm looking on away fixtures, we've kind of had to change our kind of philosophy away from home, and I think, as I said, all I can look at is positives. And from the Stalybridge game, Blyth probably was our best away result, apart from the Histon game. But in terms of a team performance, and we're going to have to build on that for Saturday, because the principles that we applied in the Blyth and the Histon game and the Stalybridge one we'll take into Saturday. If we do that, we'll be okay.
Did that victory, that really convincing 3-0 victory over Altrincham last week here in Worcester, did that really kind of blow away the disappointment of the Droylsden game? Are you just putting that down to, I don't know, just one of those nights, I suppose?
It was one of them nights, I mean, and it was one of them 20 minutes, to be honest with you. We kind of sorted it out after the first 20, but unfortunately we're 3-0 down and, you know, it's got damage limitation. But yeah, for us, the Guiseley game, we were really disappointed to concede that late on. However, you know, for the boys to bounce back, because we lost 4-1 away at Altrincham, and to go on and get that third goal, I think at 2-0 it was exactly the same, but that just gave everyone that little bit more confidence. And I thought we kept the ball really well, and all the subs, you know, because that's what we keep talking about as a group. They've come in and made impacts at the right time, and that gives everyone confidence. We've got a good spirit at the moment, and we want to keep that going.
Let's talk a little bit about the personnel that could be involved for Saturday. Mike Simons, now he did have a hamstring problem, but he could possibly be back, I understand.
Yeah, as we thought last week, we're obviously targeting the trophy game. We don't want to rush him too much, but from what we've seen of him, we think it's more neural than actual soft tissue, which is always a good sign. So he's had some good treatment and good advice, and the physio is going to do a bit of work with him tonight. I think he's back up to straight line running, so hopefully we'll get him some functional work and see how he goes.
So he could be named in the squad?
If Mike comes through and he's okay and he gets a good training session as well, yeah, we get him involved. But what we're not going to do, because Mike's very keen and he'll tell you he's fit when he's not, he's that, which is a great attitude to have, but we've got to look after him and make sure, because there's no point in bringing him back, he breaks down again, because that's the worst thing. So we're going to test him as much as we can in training, make sure he's fully fit. If he comes through, then he'll be involved.